Nottoway Valley has been at a constant pace with tournament after tournament this season. Notably, the Wolverines wrestled in the Charger Invitational on Saturday with a small crew that hit the mats due to minor injuries and sickness spreading throughout the team. Regardless of the numbers, Nottoway Valley featured two top wrestlers, Ashton Huddled and Trent Warner.
The guys that wrestled really well. Both Trent and Ashton were able to come away with championships in brackets that were filled with some state-ranked guys. Both of them, you know, did it in workmanlike fashion. A couple pins for each of them. Trent got another win over, our familiar foe and Peyton Jacoby from ACGC. That's always a great match between those two. And Ashton Honnold, had a couple wins. Like I said, Tate Deerking was in that bracket. He's a state-rated kid. We didn't get to see him, but Henry Lund, HST, we got to see him for the second time. We had a nice win there over him. So, yeah, both those guys did really well as Charles Rudolph, who came away with a, sixth-place finish for the tournament. So,
the Wolverines have a long trip over to Gilbertville to compete in the regional duels against MFL Marmac in the opening round. With a healthy and fresh squad, head coach Brad Hunnold is excited for a chance to upset a good MFL Marmac team.
We kind of thought from the team aspect, we wanted to really be ready to go in that we have a long trip to Gilbertville that we've got to take. So we rested those guys. I talked with all of them this morning. I think they're all going to be ready to go. And we're excited about that opportunity to go up there and compete, against what we feel is an equally matched squad in MFL Marmac. I think that's going to be a heck of a fun duel. And kind of our goal and whatnot is if we can get by that one, that's kind of the next step in our program. And then we're going to let it fly against the one of the more storied programs in the state, and Don Bosco. And, we're the very big underdog if we can get to that duel. But, what do you got to lose in those situations? And again, it's kind of just the next stepping stone for our program right now.
MFL Marmac features Gavin Kishman at 138, who's 20-9, Tristan Cohn at 165, who's 31-4, and Will Howes at 285, who's 29-6, who've all been successful this season. Nottoway Valley has the weapons to compete against some of the top wrestlers. It will give them a run for their money.
In MFL, they're a team that's very similar to us. They've got two or three kids that are really kind of the backbone of their team. Then they got another, six or seven that are really, just pretty those 20 to 25 win guys. And then they maybe have a couple holes in their lineup. So I really like the way we match up with them. A lot of it's going to come down to if we can get guys the right weights. But like I said, we have a good, pretty decent matchup at 215. Their kid's not too shabby. They're pretty decent at heavyweight. And we really like our chances at those weights. If their good kids are there and our good kids are there, we kind of like those matchups because we feel like our good kids or our top kids are maybe a step ahead of other teams' top kids. So,
with almost a three-hour drive to Gilbertville, the Wolverines will be taking a pit stop along the way at Roland Story. This will have to get the guys loose and prepare to hit the mats hard in Gilbertville.
Well, I've been around the sport of wrestling a long time, and there's a lot of benefits you got when you do that. And I feel like we've got some great administrators and athletic director here at Nottoway Valley. And so as soon as we knew where we were going and that we were in, got to work right away. And we were able to contact Coach Johnson at Roland Story and their athletic department there. They've been gracious enough to allow us to come in to break the drive up. That's about an hour and 40-minute drive to Roland's Just Story City. We're going to go there, use their facilities, get a nice little workout in just to get the guys out of the car, and then shower up, get back in the car, and it'll give us about an hour and 15-minute, hour and a half drive to Gilbertville.
Nottoway Valley takes on MFL Marmac in the opening round on Tuesday, and the winner will hit the mats against number 2 Don Bosco in the regional final. I'm Zach Collins reporting.